Hey everybody, Andy Cavernan here with another Cornerstone Connection Daily Devotional. I wonder, do you ever wish you were that guy? Or maybe wish you were that gal? You know, that person that seems to have it all together. They've got a great job. They live in a beautiful home. They've got a good-looking family. Everybody seems to do well, whether the kids are in sports or excel in academics or whatever it is. And you just think, man, if I could just be that person, I'd be living the good life. I'd be rolling it, if you will. Well, I think that's a temptation for a lot of us, is to wish we were somebody else, to wish we had what those other people have. But did you know that God actually values things differently than we do? There's this beautiful passage in the Gospel of Luke where Luke puts together a series of stories. We call them pericopes in the Gospel, and I just like that word. I think it's fun to say. Luke puts together a series of pericopes that demonstrate the kind of people that God is drawn to. And in fact, the kind of people that get God, the kind of people that understand their need for God and are able to accept what God offers in His kingdom. And so you go to Luke 18 and you read the story of a persistent widow in the first few verses. And here's this woman who keeps going to the magistrate, and she keeps asking, the text says, over and over. She's persistent in asking for what she needs. And finally, this magistrate, he's not a godly man, doesn't really care about the woman, but he gives her what she's looking for. And this woman is commended. In fact, Jesus says in verses 7 and 8, or really verse 8, he says, "I tell you, he'll give justice to them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" Meaning, will he find people like this woman who had faith to keep asking? So you have this persistent widow. And then the next section, verses 9 through 14, talks about a tax collector and a person who the Pharisees look down on, they scoff at. But this tax collector, it says, standing far off, verse 13, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." I tell you, this is Jesus, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Jesus celebrates this man, this tax collector, rather than the Pharisees, because this tax collector got it. He needed mercy, and he asked for it, and God delighted in giving it. Well, then the next story is about these people who are bringing infants, who are bringing children to Jesus, and the disciples are all indignant. Jesus, you don't have time for this. But what does Jesus say? He says, "Let the children come to me and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." Again, we've got this persistent widow, we've got the tax collector, we've got the children, all these people of low social status in a first century Jewish culture who are getting it and who Jesus is celebrating. Hey, you got to come to me like a little child. Well, the antithesis of that is the next pericope, the next story. Starting in verse 18 and following, there's this man and he comes to Jesus. This is the guy that has it all together. He's got a great looking house, likely. He's rich. He's smart. He's well versed in tradition and in the law. And he comes to Jesus and he says, "Look, Jesus, what should I do to inherit the kingdom of heaven? What should I do to inherit eternal life?" And through this back and forth conversation, Jesus exposes this man. And finally, the man says, "You know, I followed the law. I've done everything that the law commands to do." But Jesus says, "You still lack one thing. Go and sell all you have and give it to the poor, and then come and follow me." And the man went away dejected. He wouldn't do it. Why? Because he put his stock in what he could do, in his own righteousness, in his own ability to provide for himself. Jesus says, "If you're going to be that guy, you can have no part of me." And so the man walks away dejected. Now, the next pericope is Jesus talking about his death. And here in the middle of all this, Jesus says, "You know what really matters? That I'm going to die for humanity, and those who put their faith in me will be saved." And then it follows with two more stories, a blind beggar who cries out, "Hosanna, son of David, have mercy on me." And then Zacchaeus in the first part of 19, this tax collector again who gets it and who makes amends for all the wrong that he's done, and he begins to follow Jesus. Friends, the temptation for us is to see a guy like this rich ruler who seems to have it all together and to say, "Why not me? Why can't I just be like that? Why can't I have what that guy has?" Friends, that's not what we want. In fact, that's not what And more importantly, that's not what Jesus wants. Jesus is looking for people like the blind beggar. He's looking for people like the children, like the persistent widow, like the tax collector who say, you know what, I don't have it all together, but Jesus, I see you and you do. And I'm gonna come to the end of myself and I'm gonna cry out for you, Lord, save me. And you know what Jesus does? He delights in saving those who come to him like that. Friend, let's stop trying to be that guy or that gal who has it all together. And instead, let's cry out to Jesus today and let's experience his blessing in relationship with him. God bless you, friends. And Lord willing, we'll see you again on the Cornerstone Connection.